It is Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, here on a Thursday. Let's head to the phones. Say hello to Trey Wingo. Haven't gotten to talk to him in a while, but appreciate him joining us. Trey, what's up? How are you?
Good, man. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. So you've been around this league for a long time. You've seen some great wide receivers come through. DeAndre Hopkins, certainly one of them, and now he's a member of the Tennessee Titans. So what were your initial thoughts when you saw that D-Hop was coming to Nashville?
Well, I had sort of two separate thoughts. First of all, I hope he breaks the trend of wide receivers that go to Tennessee to die. Randy Moss, Andre Johnson, Julio Jones, and now DeAndre. So hopefully, for the Titans' sake, he will break that cycle of these wide receivers that have gone there, and it just hasn't worked out, right? It just hasn't worked out for any of them. That was the first thought. The second thought I had was, remember the criteria he put out there, what he wanted for a new team, a quarterback committed to winning, stability in the front office, and a championship defense. Well, I think the quarterback position is really in flux in Tennessee, and it's a first-year general manager. So I'm not sure about those two, but I do think the defense for the Tennessee Titans is very good. So those are my initial thoughts.
Do you think that it says a lot, though, about Mike Vrabel and the trust that DeAndre Hopkins has in Mike Vrabel as the head coach?
I think it says a lot about Mike Vrabel's ability to sell. And, yeah, look, Mike Vrabel is, to me, he's one of the best coaches we have in the league. So, Mike is the reason the Titans have had all this. In my opinion, the reason the Titans have had all the success they've had, even though last year was not, you know, what they envisioned. So, yeah, Vrabel obviously was a huge selling point for him, dating back to their days together in Houston.
Trey Wingo is with us, and you mentioned Ryan Tannehill and the quarterback position being somewhat in flux here. I mean, he's going to be the starter this year. What happens beyond that, I guess, is up to him. Do you feel like, though, that we've seen his ceiling with this team, or with potentially an improved offensive line, the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, Treylon Burks taking a step forward, that maybe he could get back to that form that we saw in 2019-2020?
Well, I mean, all those things are great, but at the end of the day, what made Ryan Tannehill better was Derrick Henry, right? I mean, like, the threat of the running game. So all those things sound fantastic, but at the end of the day, for Ryan to be as effective as he can be, the running game's going to have to be effective. And if the running game isn't effective, Ryan Tannehill's situation will continue, in my opinion, to sort of be what it is and go down that slippery slope. So all of those things are great. I like Treylon Burks as a player. I loved him coming out of Arkansas. I like the kid a lot. But they're going to have to build on that ability to do the thing that they did when they were so successful in that two-year stretch, which is intimidate the hell out of people with the running game and make that play action really work for them.
Justin Herbert gets a huge contract, becoming the highest-paid quarterback in history, $262.5 million going his way. And I think we all know how this works. We see a guy sign and then immediately go, hey, good for him. All right, better for Joe Burrow, who I believe is going to be next. How do you see that working out with Joe Burrow in his next contract?
Well, before we even go there, let's just talk about one thing here. The best bargain in the NFL is the best player in the NFL, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes' contract now is a bargain of all bargains, and it's the most team-friendly deal out there, especially for a quarterback. And he seems completely okay with that, which is the most amazing thing. Like, no matter what he gets in his new deal, and he'll get some ridiculous number whenever that happens, and it'll be manipulated for the cap and all that kind of stuff. He has given the Chiefs every opportunity to have this sort of dynastic run by doing the things he's done since he signed that contract and not taking the most money possible. So the first thing that comes to my mind when any of these quarterbacks get the new highest paid player in football deal is just what a bargain Patrick Mahomes is. As for Joe Burrow, yeah, I mean, Joe's going to have to decide what he wants to do. You know, Joe is a guy who's also said he's all about winning and all that and all those things, and he was a big part of that at LSU, and he's the reason why the Bengals are the team they are. They've won as many playoff games with Joe as they had in their entire franchise history before he got there. So it's a big part of it. And I think Joe can break the bank if he wants, or Joe could try and go the Patrick Mahomes route with what he wants to do. It's going to be up to Joe, but there's not a dollar figure out there that isn't within reach for Joe Burrow if he wants that.
Talking with Trey Wingo and with Justin Herbert, you know, he's kind of he's interesting because there were so many people that, and I was one of them, that I didn't think he was going to be very good coming out of Oregon, and then he turns out to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's earned this deal, but there hasn't been a ton of success with the Chargers, and I don't put that on him. And so how much can that change with the coach and with the rest of the team around him to get him to that point where he can be successful?
Well, look, obviously the franchise in general, you know, the Chargers is where hope goes to die, right? If Tennessee is where veteran receivers go to die, if you're a Chargers fan, you're basically just saying life is pain, and anybody that says anything else is selling you something. The great line from The Princess Bride. So it's a thing that's going on before Herbert got there, but they got to get it fixed. And I will say their coach needs to understand field goals are not terrible. Like, field goals are not poison. They're not the enemy. Every once in a while, it's okay to kick the three and take the points. I don't think that's something that he's got to get in his head and figure out that that's okay. Listen, if you're the Chargers, though, you look at the last four times they've played the Chiefs, and they've all been these just nail-biting games. And if those games turn around, then there's the potential that the Chargers would be winning that division. And, you know, all these other stuff would go the other way. So you just have to believe at some point the breaks that always seem to go against you, right? Every year it seems like the Chargers get just destroyed by injuries, and they just cannot find a way to beat Kansas City. And I don't know if they will this year, but you just have to believe that some of those things, the law of averages, would eventually have to play out, right? But we're talking about the Chargers, who one year, in 2009 or 2010, had the number one offense in the league statistically and the number one defense in the league and didn't make the playoffs that year, which is almost impossible. But that's sort of the way that things have gone for this organization forever.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be interesting to see moving forward with Justin Herbert. The most intriguing team in the AFC is the Aaron Rodgers-led Jets. He takes a pay cut, a voluntary pay cut, to try and make room to do more and show his commitment over the course of the next couple of years. Ultimately, Trey, is this going to work, and will Aaron Rodgers bring the Lombardi Trophy to Broadway?
Well, there's a couple things there, right? First of all, and I've seen people that played that put this out there and said, well, man, look at this deal. The Jets are going to play their butts off for him because he gave up that money. That has never happened in the history of the NFL, okay? There's never been a guy in the middle of a locker room said, hey, man, this guy gave up $10 million. Let's play harder for him. That's the dumbest thing anyone can say. Let's just get that out of the way. Nobody cares. Is that money going to them? Then they would care. But no, you don't have to play harder because some guy gave up money. Number two, what an absolute you-know-what to the Packers, right? Aaron Rodgers squeezed every penny he could out of that organization. And fine, if you want to do that, he's earned the right. Back-to-back MVP seasons, he deserved it. Get all that money. But it cost the Packers Devontae Adams, and then it cost them Aaron Rodgers because that contract was unworkable. And then he gets there and becomes this benevolent financial benefactor that just throws money away. Like, that is the biggest whoop to the Packers organization I can imagine walking out the door. So those are some of my initial thoughts there. And the other part of it is if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, it wasn't worth it, because we're talking about a team that hasn't been to a Super Bowl since they won Super Bowl III. We're playing Super Bowl for Super Bowl 58 this year. That's 55 years. This has to be Tom Brady to Tampa. This has to be Peyton Manning to Denver, or it isn't worth it. It isn't worth it. They've been to AFC Championship games with Mark Sanchez back-to-back years. This has to be get us to and win the Super Bowl. Otherwise, they have sort of mortgaged a lot to make this happen. And, you know, Zach Wilson, who knows what happens to him going forward after the Aaron Rodgers experiment comes to an end.
Yeah. And then on the other side of that, Green Bay, I read some things and, like, know some Packers fans, and I can't decide if they're really excited about Jordan Love or if they're just trying to convince themselves that, oh, this is going to work, even though deep down they know that it probably isn't.
Well, they're trying to do something that's never been done before, right? We've had transitions from one quarterback to another that's worked out really well. Steve Young, Joe Montana, right? That's worked out really, really well. Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, even though Andrew got hurt, but that worked out really, really well. So we've seen it happen once. You go from one great quarterback to another quarterback. I've never seen it happen twice, right? So what the Packers are hoping for is Favre to Rodgers, Rodgers to Love will be the same. And that's bucking history. Now, I will say this. I believe that Jordan Love is going to surprise a lot of people. I think he's going to play a lot better than people think, but I don't know if he's going to be Aaron Rodgers good, and I don't know how long that's going to take. But I do think the Packers are going to surprise some people with the way they play this year.
Going to be interesting for sure. Trey Wingo is with us. So what have you been up to these days? I know you've done podcasting and some sports betting stuff. Yeah. What has Trey been doing?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I work for the Pro Football Network, 33rd team. Did some work for Caesar Sportsbook, obviously. I just called the Open Championship or the British Open for NBC for two rounds Thursday and Friday. I've done some stuff for the PGA Tour. Mark Schlereth and I are launching a new show on a new app called The Stunt. THE STUNT, which is an all sports app. Nothing but sports on there. You can create your own shows and everything you want to try and get, download that in your Apple store or your Google Play, either place. Keeping busy and can't wait for the season to get here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for the time, and we will definitely do it again soon.
You got it, man. Take care.
You too. Trey Wingo joining us here on the show. Always enjoy his insight on all things NFL and sports. We'll react to some of those things. Plus, I heard D-May say something yesterday that got my attention, and I want to bring that up. Coming up next, Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.